you're a fan of Mr. Sir Winston Churchill, then we have some really cool information from Sky News UK. Sir Winston Churchill's cigar and top hat found at rubbish tip, reads the headline from Sky News. The items, along with a cigar case and letters revealing details of the former PM's daily life, have been valued at 10,000 euros. The items, along with a cigar case and letters revealing details of the former Prime Minister's daily life, have been valued at 10,000 euros. David Rose, who says he made the discovery at the dump where he works, showcased the collection on BBC show Antique Roadshow on Sunday. He presented the famous hat, a cigar case, and more than 200 letters from Sir Winston's cook to her son, in which she gave an insight into the wartime leader's life. The items were gifts from Sir Winston for the cook, and included a signed photo of the politician himself. Mr. Rose said, she used to write to her son every day about the daily goings of Winston Churchill, what he was getting up to do, how he was feeling, and just interesting stuff about him. Antiques expert Mark Smith said the authenticity of the items would be in doubt were it not for the detailed letters. He valued the whole collection at 10,000 euros, which Mr. Rose described as crazy. Mr. Rose declined to give the location of the dump, but said he had three sheds full of items discovered there. I've worked there for 15 years and I get to pull out whatever I like, mostly antiques, he said. On to more interesting facts. Tobacco seeds are small but fairly high maintenance. 1,000 tobacco seeds can fit inside a thimble. Once planted, cigar tobacco plants need approximately 8 hours of sunlight each day. Cigars used to be fairground prices. The phrase, closed but no cigar, originated in the day when a cigar was a popular carnival game prize. Imagine the uproar today if the local fair was handing out cigars instead of teddies. Christopher Columbus introduced Cuban tobacco in the Western world. In 1492, Christopher Columbus first landed on the island known today as Cuba. He noted his disappointment that there was no treasure to be found. Fortunately for Stogie fans, the locals introduced him to the burning and inhaling of the leaves they called cohiba, known today as tobacco. You can discover more about the history of Cuban tobacco on the link below. Smoking in the White House. When an American pilot who was shot down in Bosnia was rescued, Bill Clinton marked the occasion by lighting up and enjoying a Romeo and Juliet cigar in the White House. In doing so, he broke Hillary's no smoking rule. Like we care. Cigar rollers have a special job title. A highly skilled or specifically trained cigar roller is referred to as a torcedor, with them able to produce at least 200 cigars a day. An oxygen mask was created for smoking cigars while flying. In preparation for his first high-altitude airplane flight, Winston Churchill ordered the creation of an oxygen mask that would accommodate cigar smoking. What a smart man. High humidity levels are needed for fermenting tobacco. Prior to rolling, tobacco leaves must have a humidity level of around 80 to 95%. The taste and aroma from your favorite cigar come from the fermentation process the tobacco has been through. Poisoned cigars were used to target Fidel Castro. In 1961, the CIA was given instructions to use their medical services to place a poison into Fidel Castro's cigars. But the scheme didn't go to plan. Castro came out and said he received a diplomatic gift from the CIA and that the cigars made him sick but had tasting notes of leather and gorgonzola. Humidors are essential. A cigar humidor uses Spanish cedar and it's normally kiln dried to stop the bleeding of sap. Properly conditioned cigar can age, develop, and mature for a lifetime when kept in optimum conditions. Can cigars make you more creative? Legendary writer Mark Twain used to smoke 300 cigars a month. At one point, he quit the habit. However, he ended up suffering from writer's block. He then resumed his cigar habit and wrote a book in 3 months. This isn't enough cigar facts for you? more will come. Thank you.